Next application is case number 11473, the application of William and Diane Deary. The site is located north of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, being located at the end of Mason-Dixon Annex Place, a private street, and Mason-Dixon Annex Mobile Home Park, being Unit 10. The 911 address is not available. Tax map ID is District 134, map 20.20, parcel number 68, unit number 16205. Requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park. But to be more specific, they are requesting a 6.1-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation between accessory structures and the mobile home. They're requesting a 10.2-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation between the unit and for a deck. And requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation between the units. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William T. Deary, D-E-E-R-Y. 3837 Unice, UNICE Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware, 19808.
Diane Deary, 3837 Unice Avenue, Wilmington, 19808.
Okay. Thank you. Can wait right here.
Adam Burns, 38759 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do the three of you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm assisting Phil and Diane this evening with the review of their application. I also have two letters, which I'd like for you both to review that they have brought with them today. One is the support of their immediate neighbor, whose property is shown on the survey that we submitted, as well as the support of the manager or owner of the mobile home park.
All right, sir. You hand them down to the secretary, please.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, to review what they're asking for, they purchased a mobile home in 2006. The attachments shown on the submitted survey were all in existence when they purchased the home, and they're looking to remove that home and replace it with a double-wide mobile home. The issues they're coming into with that project is the separation of the current home as well as the proposed home from their existing neighbor. What they're proposing to do will actually increase the distance of their home from the neighbor's home and all their attachments and accessory structures, but it still does not meet the current separation requirements. So with that, I'll go into the variance items needed for relief. Uniqueness, does it have a unique circumstance or condition? One of the circumstances is that it's a mobile home park with, so to speak, cooperative land. There's not individual lot sizes or property corners. So as you know, time went on, people were constantly building closer and closer to each other. Where it started is little 12-wide, single-wides with, you know, probably uniform separation. Over the years, decks and sidewalks and sheds were added, and there was kind of not much of a sense of order in where, you know, somebody's unofficial line might be. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning without a variance? It can't be developed any more so than it currently is. So I'll repeat that we're asking to actually move the home further away than the existing structure is now. But the existing structure, as well as every other residence in the park, doesn't meet the current separation requirements. It will not affect the essential character of the neighborhood. It'll be consistent with some of the other replacement homes that have been put in, and also just because it's upgrading from a home that's aged, you know, it'll increase the value and character of the community. And will the variance represent the least possible modification or regulation of this issue? By us not extending it closer to the neighbors, we do say that it's the least possible modification, that we're actually improving the current situation, though it's a minor improvement. Do you guys have any questions?
Okay, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start with you, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickman?
You say this proposed dwelling is a lot more in conformity than the other one was removed?
It's slightly slightly more in conformity.
So the 20-foot separation unit is where you're having the problem. Is that correct? No other questions, Mr. Yeah.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Just looking at this, it looks like the property is abuts on two areas there, the lagoon. And does that create a problem as far as placement of the structure as well?
In terms of like the installation or setbacks?
Just the in, you know, it does it give you much room to put this dwelling?
Yeah, it'll be, the room will be able to fit on there as is drawn.
Okay. I guess what I'm saying is that are there logistical concerns with, well, I'm just looking at it here. You couldn't place it any closer due to the water, correct?
Correct, and due to the existing setbacks.
Okay. So that's a uniqueness, you're saying.
It's a bulkheaded lot.
And this unit, it looks to be 23.3 feet wide. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, I have nothing further.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 11473. I believe it's obvious that the lot and circumstances with the lagoon is a big part of the lot. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed. It wasn't created by the applicant. As the applicant said, he will reduce the encroachment of the setbacks with the new home. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood for the same reason, and I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11473. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson again?
Aye, for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11473 is approved.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.